This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says it's pulling back forces from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv area, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made significant advances in the past week alone. A defense ministry spokesman says the troops will be regrouped from to the eastern Donetsk region. It was a major base for Russian forces in the northeast Kharkiv region. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, taunted Moscow over the withdrawal, saying its army was demonstrating the best that it could do, showing its back. Western officials and analysts say Ukraine has punched through the front line south of the country's second-largest city, taking large swaths of territory and threatening to cut off Russian supply lines. A global search for alternative sources to Russian energy during the war in Ukraine has refocused attention on smaller, easier-to-build nuclear power stations, which proponents say could provide a cheaper, more efficient alternative to older model mega plants. UK-based Rolls-Royce SMR says its small modular reactors, or SMRs, are much cheaper and quicker to get running than standard plants, delivering the kind of energy security that many nations are seeking. France already relies on nuclear power for a majority of its electricity, and Germany kept the option of reactivating two nuclear plants it will shut down at the end of the year as Russia cuts natural gas supplies. While Rolls-Royce, SMR, and its competitors have signed deals with countries from Britain to Poland to start building the stations, they are many years away from operating and cannot solve the energy crisis now hitting Europe. Nuclear power also poses risk, including disposing of highly radioactive waste and keeping that technology out of hands of rogue countries. This is VOA News. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday, or should say Saturday, held talks with his German counterpart, Annalena Baerbock, in the capital, Kyiv. The main topic of discussion during the meeting was the increase in acceleration of weapon supplies to Ukraine. Baerbock, whose visit was unannounced, said Europe would not tire of helping Ukraine. Germany is providing Ukraine with more than 500 million euros in additional aid, including powerful anti-aircraft systems. The aid will include rocket launchers, ammunition, anti-drone equipment, armored recovery vehicles, and IRIS-T long-range air defense systems. French President Emmanuel Macron turned his attention from the new head of state to the new head of government on Saturday evening. He sent condolences to Britain's Prime Minister Liz Truss and said that the ties between France and the United Kingdom have long roots in history. He said, "In the future, we shall strengthen them," Macron said in a tweet, adding that our support for Ukraine, as well as food and energy security, will be among our shared priorities. Payment processor Visa is now saying that it's going to start categorizing sales at guns, which is said to be a win for gun control advocates across the United States, something that gun control advocates have been asking for. And the man charged with killing a Tennessee teacher is now facing new charges. Cleotha Henderson was indicted in connection with an alleged separate kidnapping from 2021. Henderson was rebooked Friday on charges of aggravated rape, especially aggravated kidnapping, and unlawful carrying of a weapon. Media outlets report that details of the newest allegations against Henderson were not immediately available. The indictment was issued Thursday. It comes days after Henderson's arrest and the death of Eliza Fletcher. Henderson's indictment in the 2021 case did not occur until Thursday because of the timing of his DNA. Recapping our top story, Russia's defense ministry says that it is pulling back forces from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where Ukrainian counteroffensive has made significant advances in the past week alone. A defense ministry spokesman says that the troops will be regrouped from one area to the eastern Donetsk region. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.